point, and we finished with this extraordinary thought that you and I might be what Paul was thinking about when he talks about saints. One of the interesting things is that, and you didn't know you were going to get a Greek lesson, did you, in church? But when Paul uses that word saints, he's using the Greek word, there it is in the middle, and it's pronounced hagios. And Paul is saying to all the Reigate hagios, hagioses, whatever the plural is. And that word is a word that means certain things. It means different. It means set apart. It means what we would call holy. It means sacred. And it's a word that's used, that Paul uses to talk about God's people. It's a word that's also used in the New Testament about the temple. It's a holy place, a different place, a place where God lives. And Paul takes that and applies it to ordinary Christians, ordinary followers of Jesus, like those that have been baptized and their parents and godparents this morning. What an extraordinary thought that God invites us in some way to be different, to be holy, to be set apart for him, to know his love. For Paul, saints are simply God's holy people, people who are living life God's way. So that's what I think, part of what I think we're talking about. We're talking about saints. Yes, we might be talking about Southampton. We might be talking about saints of old. But we're also talking, if you're a follower of Jesus, about you and me. So my second question, very briefly, is what makes a saint? Let's go back for a minute to Southampton. Is there anybody here who's young and supports another team other than Southampton? Pete, who do you support? Fulham? Oh, come on then, Pete, come out here. So Pete is not a saint. Well, not in that first sense of the word. Oh, Pete doesn't want to come. He's sending his brother. Ned, are you also a Fulham fan? Okay, so I wonder whether we can turn Ned, who is a Fulham fan, into a saint. Let's see if it works. Okay, shout Fulham! Are you used to doing that? Okay, right. Put this on. Your dad will be thrilled. I think it might have gone. That's it. Like this. Paul, an apostle. Okay, now shout, come on, you saints!
To the saints who are in Reigate and are faithful in
Christ. I don't think it's working. Do you think he's now a saint? He isn't, is he? So Ned, you're not really now a supporter of Southampton, are you? No? Okay, well, round of applause for Ned. Take that off. So it seems as if you can't just put something on and suddenly become a saint. I would suggest that maybe for Ned to become a Southampton fan, something would have to change within him. He'd have to go and see the beautiful football they play. So much better than Fulham, dare I suggest. Nearly as good as Forest. Something would change within. And you know, I think there's something about that, about becoming a saint. Just coming to church and saying the right words, and even just being baptized, won't suddenly make you a saint. There's also something that needs to go on within you to become God's holy people. And that thing is very simple, but quite hard. It's simply saying yes to having Jesus live in your life. Paul in Ephesians, I think, sheds some light on this. He says this when he's writing the church at Ephesus. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family, that's us, those that have been baptized into God's family, in heaven and earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Reigation saints and all the others to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And he goes on, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I think Paul, in that little passage, is giving us a hint of what it means to be a saint, to be God's holy people. He says that it's about grasping, starting to live out and experience how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Jesus' love for us is so, so big that it took him to the cross to die for us. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. And I think Paul's just saying this very simply. To know Jesus is to have God by his Holy Spirit come and live within us and change us from the inside out. Make us not somebody else, make us the people he created us to be. And my prayer for every one of the candidates this morning, as they grow in faith, is that they will know how wide and high and long and deep is the love of Christ for them. And they might know what it is to have God's fullness, God's Holy Spirit living within them. I think that's what we were created for. That's how we were created to live. And it's a gift that God offers to each and every one of us without exception. What makes a saint? There's a glass of water being filled so much that it starts to overflow. I think a saint is someone who simply experiences what it is to live in God's love through God living in us. To such an extent that we start to live out God's love in our communities and our workplaces and our schools. And that, says Paul, is something that's for you. Not just for them, but for you. Even for Fulham fans. Isn't that good news? I think it's very good news. When we baptize people in the Anglican Church, we sometimes talk about baptism as a sacrament, which is a big word, but it means this. It means it's an outward sign of an invisible grace. It's a means of God pouring his love inside as we celebrate his love on the outside. Let's just say a prayer together before we sing another song. And it may be that you have heard something new this morning and you're not sure how to respond. I would say, if you're not sure how to respond, just say to God, if you're really there and if this is for me, please help me to know it in my heart and see what happens. Let's just pray together. Father, thank you for all those who've been baptized this morning. Thank you that you call them and us to be saints, to be people who know what it is to live life your way, with your peace and your hope, your strength and your love with us every day and every night. And we pray this morning, every one of us, Lord, we pray that you'll pour your Spirit out on your people, that you'll make us more the people, the saints you created us to be, as we put our trust in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.